Knowledge.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
An excellent song there from Coldplay with Yellow, but it's time to throw back over to the Riverside, where Rob is going to give us the rundown of the M1 division. Hello, Rob.
Hi there. So, at the head of the river is Keys M1, who for the past few years have been a dominant force in college rowing, but last term lost their headship to the crew behind them, Downing M1. However, this term, Downing M1 aren't quite looking as fast. It may well be that Keys once again row over his head. Behind Downing, it is Lady Margaret, M1, who bumped Jesus on the last day of May's last year. And so Jesus on line up behind them on the river, hungry for revenge. After Jesus, M1, we have St. Catherine's, M1. And then behind them, first and third, M1, who went down four, so spooned in the lengths. So that I'm sure they're looking to do better than that this year and maybe bump up on St. Cat's, M1. Behind them, we have Pembroke M1, Queens M1, Clare M1, Kings M1, and Christ M1. A couple of very solid crews in there, a couple of crews who are quite a bit faster perhaps than some of the other crews, so some bumps looking to be going on there. And then behind Christ M1, we have Emma M1, Fitz M1, Girton M1, Peterhouse M1, Thomason M1, Churchill M1, and Magdalen. So an exciting lineup there. There look to be some very fast crews there, some slightly less quick crews there, and there will certainly be some bumps all the way down the course to look forward to, as we look forward to the starting cannon going off any second now. Tim, any sign of that?
Yeah, so you might have heard, but that was the cannon there. So I'm looking down the river, all the winds died down now. It's kind of lazy evening, sun low in the sky, as the final cannon goes off, and the N1 division leave towards first post corner. Now, approaching me, Keys M1. So they are looking incredibly strong, very synchronized. Coming up, approaching first post corner with a very tight, very effective line. They're arm's length away from me. That's how close they are to the bank on that. They are two lengths ahead of Downing, who are taking an even tighter line. It looks like that for now is going to hold off till perhaps long reach. A length and a half behind Downing, we have Lady Margaret M1. Really, the quality of this division is really high. Bit of a bigger gap then between Lady Margaret M1 and Jesus M1. Maybe two lengths there, and then behind Jesus M1, two and a half lengths to St. Cat's. St. Cat's M1 again, maybe two, three lengths between St. Cat's M1 and first and third M1. As you'd expect, a lot of the distances staying the same on this early part of the course. Behind them, we have Pembroke M1. Pembroke about a length behind first and third M1. That could be one to look out for later as they gather ground on them. A long, long way behind Pembroke, we have Queens taking a really tight line with Clare about a length and a half on their tail. Clare in kind of matching square outfits, looking really comfortable there as they chase Queens. Maybe two lengths there between them and Kings M1. And another two lengths behind Kings M1 and Christ. All looking very strong and kind of equidistant here. Rob, what can you see over in first place corner?
So I've just seen Keys, Downing, Lady Margaret and Jesus M1 row past. Lady Margaret looked like they've got Downing down to an end. Keys M1 looking very comfortable. And Jesus M1 just about on station with Lady Margaret. As Cats M1 take a very tight line round Grassy now, their blades almost slipping the barges by the side of the river. And I can see Pembroke down to a canvas on first and third now, a quarter of a length, getting very close again, very tight lines round Grassy. Really exciting stuff here. After that, a long gap behind Pembroke and Queen. Clare M1 really pushing up on the Queens now. Again, maybe half a length between them. It looks like there'll be some bumps coming up on Plough Reach. Susanna, what can you see?
There's about two lengths between Keys and Downing, one length between Downing and LMBC, and two lengths between Jesus and St. Cat's. Jesus is going very, very quickly. I'm trying to see first and third, and Pembroke is catching up on first and third. That might be a bump later on. There's a huge gap between between Pembroke and Queens, around four lengths, I'd say. 1 to the top 4 is going to be St. Catherine first and third. Then following Queens is Clare. There is 1.5 lengths between Clare and Queens. There is around 2 lengths between Clare and Kings.
Rob? Great. So just to let you know, also under the division, it looks like Peterhouse might be catching up a little bit on Girton M1, but Rob's probably got a better view of that. Rob, what can you see on Grassy?
Yeah, so it's very close now. Peterhouse almost have overlap on Girton as they come out of the corner. One big push from Peterhouse now really could kill off Girton and get them the bump. Susanna, can you see me?
I can currently see a big company, Emmanuel and Fitz, around 2 lengths. But there's going to be a bump, I think, between Girton and Peterhouse. Peterhouse is seriously catching up on Girton. They are, if you hear the whistles, it's a bump. It's going to be a bump. There's an overlap. There is an overlap between Girton and Peterhouse. Whether they have not conceded. It's very close. If they haven't conceded now, they will concede in a bit. There is a massive gap between Peterhouse and Homerton, but Churchill is catching up on Homerton.
We throw over to Long Reach. So, Olivia, can you see anything over on Long Reach?
Churchill is nearly coming up on Homerton.
So, over on Long Reach, I've seen at least 5 boats go past now, and it's all looking very unbumpable. At least about 2 lengths in between each boat. Everyone's being very steady. Hang on, one sec. There's excitement further down between 2 boats. So here we've got first and third are being hit. Oh, here we go. Pembroke have overlap. Oh, there you go, Tuesday. Yes, LMBC have conceded. Not LMBC, sorry, first and third. Bumped by Pembroke. On Long Reach. I can confirm that now. Now Queens are going past.
Great, so can we see up on Long Reach? Behind Peterhouse, can we see? Sorry, can we see what else is there from Queens and Clare and King?
So Clare are catching up with Queens, but there's at least a length between them. There's almost 3 lengths between Clare and King. 2 lengths between Kings and Christ, about 3 lengths between Christ and Emma. Oh, it's all looking a bit hazy down here with all the bikes and dust. Now further down on Long Reach, things are looking close between just... Back to you, Tim.
Come on, hold them up!
Yeah, so just from what we can see so far, we've only had 2 bumps. So we've had first bumps by Pembroke and Girton bumped by Peterhouse. But it does take a long reach, just a bit of excitement. So, Olivia, I'm going back to you. What's going on?
Yes, it's all getting very heated between Girton and Peterhouse. There's about half a length, or maybe quarter length now. They're edging slowly. Oh, it's looking choppy now with all these. A bit of splash here from Peterhouse now. But they're looking good. About all that might be even overlap. Who knows? They're not shaking us. It's going to be close. I'm running along. Oh, I think Gerson might get away now. Peterhouse are losing it. Any more bumps further down?
No, it looks like Girton Peterhouse might not even be a bump. I'm sorry if I called that slightly wrong. So, am I right in saying it seems like the only bump in that race so far? But yeah, so Girton and Peterhouse still going. Well, keep us posted on that, Olivia. We'd love to see what happens there. How close is it?
Head back down. They're still running. They've gone into the distance. They tired me out, I'm afraid. But no one seems to concede that it was all very close.
And just to confirm, Olivia, Homerton
no
Church,
so
did they row over? Okay, so I'll give you a quick rundown. It looks like a very, very quiet division there. Yeah, it looks like a very quiet division there. Preliminarily, I'm going to say everyone rode over, or everyone looks to row over, possibly, except first and third and Pembroke, where there was a bump. So it's first and third M1 bumped by Pembroke M1. Having said that, lower down in the division, it's hard to say exactly what's going on there. Olivia, no more news from Homerton or Churchill M1.
No, well, Magdalen are rowing past now, so actually I think there might have been a bump further down. Otherwise, I think I would be seeing them. Could you, maybe, is someone on distant corner?
Okay. Susanna, can you see what happened there?
So I've not seen Homerton or Churchill.
Okay, well, I think we'll leave it there for now. We're going to have to confirm those results shortly. So, Olivia, thanks so much for running up and down Long Reach there. It seems like all the action kind of held off with that race. Like I say, it looks like first and third in Pembroke, and then possibly a bump lower down in the division between Homerton and Churchill. But we're going to have to confirm that in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. But for now, back to you in the studio.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
So it's 1 minute to eight and we're just about to leave you here on the Cam FM May Bumps coverage. But before we do so, we've got Olivia live at the Riverside, who's going to be giving you the confirmed results for M1 Division. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, Emma. Well, I've just caught my breath back after chasing up after those very fast boats. The rowing was so solid that actually there were just two bumps there. So first and third, M1, were bumped by Pembroke. Homerton were bumped by Churchill. Everyone else, Keys, Downing, Lady Margaret, Jesus, St. Cat's, Queens, Clare, Kings, Christ, Emma, Fitz, Girton, Peterhouse and Magdalen Sandwich Boat, they all rowed over. So good rowing, but only two bumps.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that, Olivia. And the time is exactly 8 p.m, so we're leaving you here on Cam FM. It's bye from me, Emma Clement.
And goodbye from me, Sam.
Goodbye from me, John.
Goodbye from me, Beth.
And goodbye from me, David.
Until tomorrow, guys.
This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the Riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.